Affiliate Workbook Number 1. And the voice on the tape is Lillian Pullen. The name of Workbook Number 1 is Good Weather.
Hot ass. Hot ass.
If you turn to page 2, we have the word for good weather. Listen to Lillian say it again.
Hot ass.
Here's the word for sun.
Pititcha. Pititcha.
Can you hear all the parts of that? Pititcha. Listen to Lillian again.
Pititcha.
And here's the word for hot.
Tach. Tach.
Be sure that you get that little explosion at the beginning. It's T at the beginning. Hear it?
Tach.
Okay, so you can either say tach or tacha. Either one. Now, I'm too hot.
Tacha kwale. Tacha kwale.
So you have the tacha part, and kwa means too much, or really, and the li on the end means I. Listen to it again.
Tacha kwale.
It's getting to be nice weather.
Hach as dosach. Hach as dosach.
The us on the end of hot, which everybody knows. The us means weather, and do means that it's starting to be that way, and os means that it's going to happen. So listen to it again.
Hach as dosach. Hach as dosach.
And now, today is good weather. You have to first have the word for today on there. Listen to it again. The word for today is... So the whole word is... Okay. Now don't get lost in that with all the parts. Okay? On the next page, you get to draw a picture of a salmon bake. We know that word from the alphabet sheet. It's...
Quackspot. Quackspot.
Let's have a salmon bake.
Quackspeces lohachectia. Quackspeces lohachectia.
Let's go to the beach.
Lawawat kisto. Lawawat kisto.
I don't like beans.
Waliko patche beds. Waliko patche beds.
Okay. And here are some words for fire.
Ke'eya. Ke'eya.
Start the fire.
Te'keel. Ke'eya.
Gather the firewood.
Se'elish sa'teka. Se'elish sa'teka.
Put out the fire.
So at sak eya. So at sak eya.
And clean up.
Sa'ilish sakapatso. Sa'ilish sakapatso.
Clean up everything. Okay, now we're going to turn to page 4. Here's the word for bad weather. We had good weather on the first page is bad weather.
Basas. Basas.
Here's the word for wind.
Chesha. Chesha.
Rain.
Sabok. Sabok.
And cold.
Hos. Hos.
I'm really cold.
Eakwale. Eakwale.
It's getting to be bad weather.
Basas dosak. Basas dosak.
And today is going to be bad weather.
Basas dosas khakhtia. Basas dosas khakhtia.
Okay, on page 5, there's a place to draw a person from the old days, a tas like lapok, in bad weather. And that person needs a woven rain hat.
Sabokochit. Sabokochit.
The chit part is the head part, isn't it? Like a dok chit is a fish head. Okay, and that person would also wear a woven cedar bark rain cape.
Ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-ha-bo-
Habochutzit.
Habochutzit.
Here's the word for wet.
Dok. Dok.
I got wet.
Dok ole. Dok ole.
All right, moving on to page 6. Here's a word for a rainbow.
The whole world. The whole world.
And thunder?
I got my... God. The day,
that's lightning.
Be-echa.
Okay. Here's the word for I'm afraid.
So-schale.
And I don't like thunder.
Walik opat the day edal.
Okay, wali is I don't opat like tach that the day edal. Listen to it again.
Walik opat the day edal.
And here's I like rainbows.
Opat lisat the whole world. Oh, but listen to the whole word.
Okay, on page 7, you have a chance to draw Thunderbird.
Tistilalati.
That's the Thunderbird's lair, isn't it? Listen to Thunderbird alone.
Tistilal.
And the lair of Thunderbird, Thunderbird's house again.
Tistilalati.
So you can draw a picture of Thunderbird, and he may be going to his lair up at the top of the Kala, where the three rivers come together in the Achit in the mountain. And he may be carrying a whale.
Quatla. Quatla.
And down on the ground, you may find a whale rock.
Quatla ayachit. Quatla ayachit.
Just like at Beaver, or there are some out in the water, there are lots of places that Tistilal dropped the Quatla and it became a whale rock. See what a kind of a wonderful picture you can draw there on page 7. Now we're going to pages 8 and 9 where we have dew and mist and fog and things like that. First is the word for dew or mist.
Ohwa. Ohwa.
And the word for fog?
Behwa. Behwa.
Now, here, it's getting misty.
Ohohas. Ohohas.
And it's getting foggy. Okay?
Bekohas. Bekohas.
And here's the word for black clouds.
Shiplela. Shiplela.
Here's the word for mud.
Plakkes. Plakkes.
Listen to that. There's two... Tuz in there. It's Pilatkish. Listen.
Pilatkish. Pilatkish.
Boy, that's a really interesting word. Pilatkish. Listen one more time.
Pilatkish.
And here's the word for it's too muddy. If you can say this, you're a real Quileutoc.
Pilatkish quahas. Pilatkish quahas.
That's a wonderful word. Okay, let's do it one more time.
Palakishquahas.
Take your time and see if you can pronounce that. Hey, but on page 7, there's a chance to draw a female sea monster that caused trouble at sea. Lillian said, just like a woman. That sea monster's name was?
Po'okosadat.
Again?
Po'okosadat.
So when there's basash out at sea and lots of waves, it's wavy?
Alewa. Alewa.
Then you can say that it's that cheladak po'okosadat. There's the word for an angry person.
Cheladak. Cheladak.
Okay. So on the last pages, you have a chance to do a review and to write in any other words that you might want to know. For instance, here's the word for a raincoat.
Sabokot.
Okay, and add any other words on that page that you want to. That's the end of this workbook number one in the Quileute Language and Culture Workbook Series.